Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. We have a great show for you today, We're going to be talking about a lot of interesting, neat things. We're going to be talking about things at a very deep level, and I found someone that will be very interesting, someone that you will not only respect, but connect with. And I feel like Live Your True Life Perspectives is all about finding and committing to learning more about ourselves, to understanding our journey, to understanding our experience here on this planet. And so, you know, if you think about it, I think most of us want to experience peace of heart and mind. I think most of us want to experience peace in our life. We want to find happiness. We want to find our true calling. We want to be able to figure out that unconditional love piece. But some of us are not feeling supported by the people around us, by our lifestyle, by the situation that our world is in right now. And I feel that the guest that we have today is going to really help you to not only open your heart to understand yourself and understand your life at a deeper level, but also welcoming a great sense of presence and peace into your life. Joining us live here on Live Your True Life Perspectives is Mantra Yoga Master, spiritual mentor, and the author of the new book, You Are the Light, Secrets of the Sages Made Simple, Muz Murray. You Are the Light, Secrets of the Sages Made Simple not only offers us inspirational insights into the profound wisdom of the ancient sages, revitalizing and repurposing the seeker that we are today. Muz, great to have you here live on Live Your True Life Perspectives.
Delighted to be here.
I am so glad to have you on. And, you know, you have a fascinating story. You have a fascinating story, and I want you to just, if you want to just start sharing with our listeners a bit about your spiritual journey and what inspired you to write this amazing new book.
Okay, well, it all began with a very extraordinary life-changing experience that occurred to me as I was hitchhiking around the world at the age of 23. Actually, I have no interest or any idea about spiritual matters at the time. So it was like a sudden bolt out of the blue from the cosmos that thrust me without any preparation into an awareness of the mystical secrets of existence. I'd hitchhiked from England as far as Israel, where I ran out of cash. So I stayed there for a year to earn more money in order to carry on with my trip. But when the authorities found out that I'd overstayed my permit, I had to skip out of the country in a hurry to avoid being arrested. So I took the first boat available to the island of Cyprus in the Mediterranean. And unfortunately, before embarking, I had my bag stolen with all my money. So I arrived in Cyprus with the equivalent of only $10 in my pocket. So there I was at a crossroads in my life. I had no idea where to go from there or what I could do. Anyway, one evening, I was sitting on a bollard on the quayside in the port of Limassol when something extraordinary happened to me. I suddenly had this weird feeling that a ghostly hand was creeping up the back of my neck and over my head and placing an etheric brain on top of mine. I had no idea of the word etheric at the time, nor had I studied any spiritual or yoga books, and I'd never taken any drugs. This was a completely natural experience. But in seconds, it seemed that my consciousness had expanded out in every direction, across the land, across the ocean, and out into space, until I realized it was one with the consciousness of the universe itself. And during that timeless experience, I was given to understand so many things about the nature of existence, things that even quantum physicist scientists are only just beginning to discover today, over 50 years later. So that event changed the whole course of my life. I was suddenly on what's called the spiritual path with no idea how it happened to me. Anyway, with only £10 in my name, or $10 I should say, I needed to find work. So I thought the only possibility might be in Kenya, as it was a British colony at the time. But that was 3,000 miles away down Africa. And the idea was ridiculous. But what alternative did I have? So that's where I went. I could only afford a boat ticket to Egypt. And somehow I got myself to Cairo. And after a few very hungry days, I managed to wangle myself into a job as art director for Egyptian television, because I'd previously worked in TV at the BBC in London. So that's where I stayed for another 5 months, designing sets for the TV and theatre. And during that time, I often went to the British Library there, and I discovered a book called Cosmic Consciousness by Dr. Maurice Buck, a Canadian psychiatrist, which explained exactly what had happened to me. So then, my intellect, which had been totally bypassed by the experience, was finally satisfied that I wasn't going bonkers. And in the following months, as I hitchhiked all the way down Africa, my body gradually rejected the intake of blood foods like meat, fish, eggs, alcohol, as well as tobacco. I was a pipe smoker at the time, but I threw my pipe and tobacco into the River Nile. And finally, I gave up alcohol. And during the trip down, I had many very dangerous Rider Haggard-like adventures, just missing death by several inches all the way down. Anyway, by the time I reached South Africa, I realized the next step I needed to learn was meditation, and I thought I needed to go to India for that. But the old spiritual saying is that when the pupil is ready, the master appears, and so it was for me. A Sikh master, Maharaj Charan Singh from the Radhaswami community in India, arrived in South Africa to initiate people who had abstained from meat, fish, eggs, alcohol and tobacco for at least 3 months. So I was qualified for that. So I was one of a handful of people initiated into the secret practice of Shabda Yoga, which is a method of listening to the eternal, subtle sound current of the universe. And this practice and my mystical understanding gradually weaned me away from any desire to follow any career in the world, although I was working in the theatre and films in South Africa. So ever since, my motivation has been to pass on this knowledge, which has been fermenting in my consciousness for the last 50 years or so, backed up by years of meditation and studying with masters of many traditions in many countries in order to deepen my experience. I also spent 3 years as a mendicant monk wandering all over India and studying with everyone that I could. And after all my wild adventures and tough times on the road, it's given me the strength to know I can overcome whatever problems in life that might be thrown into my path. And the present world is doing a pretty good job of that.
That's an amazing story. That's just, it's interesting that you've gone through so many things in your life. I mean, that's powerful. That's very powerful. You know, that leads me to my next question regarding action and acceptance and avoidance. Can you tell me more, you know, over the course of the past year, what you've seen in the world and reaching the crisis point?
Well, many spiritual people keep telling me that talking about the machinations of the government and what's happening in the world is, and protesting against it, is giving energy to the situation and power to the controllers. But frankly, I find it saddening that more spiritual teachers are not speaking out. I mean, do such people imagine that the problems will go away by putting their heads in the sand and pretending they don't exist? There are plenty of warning signs about today for those of us who are not asleep to the daily propaganda that we're being fed. Even the great contemporary sage, Ramana Maharshi, who consistently cautioned us against unnecessary action, he advised, be not blind when a wrong is committed before you. Correct it if possible, or at least speak out for the right. And that's the way I feel too. The best possible way to bring about change is a widespread movement of mass refusal to cooperate with the authorities, just as the masses of India did following Gandhi, with a countryside wide civil non-compliance to government mandates. The mass refusal to follow unjust orders brought the British Empire to its knees. We can do the same with our own governments if need be. It needs to be understood that the consciousness of the universe is a continuum that suffuses the world of both mind and matter. It's been scientifically demonstrated that thought is energy, and how the mental attitude and projected feelings of masses of people at the same time has changed the atmosphere of events in the world. We first need to create peace and stability within ourselves. And in my previous book, Daring the Quest, I offer a practice which I call sun conscious breathing, which entails visualizing the sun in the center of your being, breathing in light as the sun swells in your breast, and on the out-breath, sending out particles of light, consciously radiating the quality of your soul out into the world. And that alone is already doing our part in stabilizing what I call the psychosphere or energy field of the planet.
This is some amazing information, and I think that everybody that's listening live here on Live Your True Perspectives really understands the fact that it's about being able to find ourselves. It's about being able to stabilize ourselves. It's about being able to visualize and center ourselves, because once we're able to successfully be able to be in that moment, to be in the moment, to be able to feel what it feels like to be, you know, I think that a lot of us are doing too much doing. We're doing so much, but we're not being. We don't also see the value of us just being in our own skin, the value of us being in this moment. And so when we return, Muzz and I are going to be talking about the difference between the soul and the spirit. We're going to be talking about prana. We're going to be talking about the life energy. And so stay tuned, because we have a lot more to cover here on today's show. And the greatest thing about this is that, you know, the greatest thing about this show is that it's a judgment-free zone. It's all about information, because information is power. And so I felt like this is a perfect person to have on the show, not only because of the insight and the wisdom, but I think that it's going to offer you questions that you can begin to ask yourself, thoughts provoking for you to make your life even better. That's what this whole show is about, is to make your life even better than it was a minute ago. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well, or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
I hope you've enjoyed my history and lore tales here on Ashley's True Life Show. I know that there are many more amazing stories in your own family that we can discover in your tree. Hi, I'm Dan from Dancestors Genealogy. We take the hard part of discovering your family's past away from you by doing all of the research. You and your family end up with a beautifully bound heirloom book to view and enjoy. As a longtime genealogist, my staff and I know precisely where to look.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Energy of the body, while spirit is the vital living substratum underlying the whole universe. That which we call soul appears to be in symbiotic union with prana, the conscious life force, and the combination is the individual vibratory force field which animates the body and which leaves it in the transitory period known as death. During this migration, it carries with it, as a spiritual recording function, an encapsulation of the whole complex package of body, mind, memory, intellect, will, and ego sense, including the essential quality of your character. That's why babies come through with a completely different character. If somebody has five babies, everyone has got a different character right from the go. So, while soul is in conjunction with the physical apparatus, that is the body, feeling it and responding to it is the determining factor in your physical health. And it also, the determining factor in your soul grows, and it also determines your physical health. Ignoring it or not listening to the needs of your soul is one of the major influences in the development of cancer and susceptibility to many other illnesses. I feel souls as individual condensations of the omnipresence, rather as clouds appear as condensations of the sky, and ultimately they disappear back into it. One gradually melts back into the other, being only a different density of the same thing. So therefore, when the individual notion of I subsides, the Atma, or soul in Sanskrit, becomes dissolved in Atma with a capital A, otherwise known as your true being.
That's powerful. That's very powerful, Muzz. And I feel that many of us don't understand that. And I think that's so powerful to understand characteristics and having that response, but also being able to have that memory, that intellect, and that complex package that we all have being those individuals. When we return, we're going to be speaking more about the concept of being, what that means, how to understand that, how to really compute that into our day-to-day lives. Because with everything that's going on, with the new going on at a mile a minute, with social media, with responsibilities and work, as well as family and taking care of the children and everything that goes along with that, it can be very difficult to really see not only who we are, but to understand the value of being and the value of being exactly who we are. And sometimes we just need to take a moment to understand that. And that's why I think that Muzz is so perfect for today's show, to really be able to push that forward, because many of us have been going through stress and strain, recovering from the past year, working to find a healthy instead of a new normal, finding a healthy new self, new way of living, new way of interacting, and new way of being. Stay tuned. We have a lot more for you. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
I hope you've enjoyed my history and lore tales here on Ashley's True Life Show. I know that there are many more amazing stories in your own family that we can discover in your tree. Hi, I'm Dan from Dancestors Genealogy. We take the hard part of discovering your family's past away from you by doing all of the research. You and your family end up with a beautifully bound heirloom book to view and enjoy. As a longtime genealogist, my staff and I know precisely where to look. We know what to look for and to preserve your story. So consultations with me are always free. Create your family heirloom book for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or next Christmas by talking with me, Dan, at Dancestors Genealogy. So please reach out today by going to our website, www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's DancestorsGenealogy.com, and fill out a contact request, and we'll get right back to you.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brian Bernards. Tax officials must give former President Donald Trump's tax returns to a congressional panel, the Department of Justice said Friday. The House Ways and Means Committee has long sought the returns, only to be stymied by federal officials. Representative Richard Neal, Democrat of Massachusetts, chairman of the panel, has said he wanted 6 years of Trump's tax returns as part of a possible adjustment of federal law
Dr. Rochelle Walensky, director of the CDC, issued a clarification statement Friday night on Fox News' special report. Brett Baer had asked about masks.
The masks are really being put on for vaccinated people in areas of high-density disease, such that if they were to get infected, that they knew that they might bring it to somebody who is immunocompromised, somebody who was not yet vaccinated. So it was really to prevent transmission.
This is USA Radio News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer. It's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jay Fusey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Joining me today on the show is Mantra Yoga Master, spiritual mentor, and the author of the new book, You Are the Light, Secrets of the Sages Made Simple. Maz, it's great having you on the show, and I have a question for you. As we're starting to create that post-pandemic lives, why do you feel that the message of your book needs to really be shared at this time? And what do you hope readers will take away from your book?
Well, even more than before, I find that so many people are feeling lost and confused and in need of a clear understanding of what their lives are about. Most of my readers, who are usually those who've been around the block and on the spiritual quest for many years, often express a huge sigh of relief when they find my book, because they say it finally answers all their last questions in a clear and comprehensible way. So they're able to take away a new way of looking at themselves, the world, and this who have usually been weighed down with a cartload of practices to do every day are really happy to find simple practices towards enlightenment that don't even require meditation or take up any time in their busy day. If I may quote from a couple of reviews, just to explain, a well-known London yoga teacher and author says, "You have put the last pieces of the jigsaw together. Now I can get on with my life without having to strive or think about it anymore. You have my profound thanks." And another one says, "I was reluctant to enter into this book because mysticism is an unrevealed mystery for me. Nevertheless, I found it was a lively and deeply enjoyable book and exactly what I needed right now. My country is in social and political turmoil and I have felt deep stress. This book helped me to go back to myself, reducing fear and anxiety. Now I am much less stressed, centered, and feeling the love and communion necessary to bring back the peace my country needs together with others." This response touched me deeply, as it's precisely the kind of reason that I wrote the book. However, I never realized the true depth of my motivation until I was invited as a delegate to a conference of peace in the Middle East through yoga. And at the end of the week-long program, the master of ceremonies was recounting his visit to give a speech at an old folks' home. He said the talk he was about to give went out the window when an old lady in a wheelchair rolled down the aisle, looked up at him, and asked piteously, like a little child, "Please, have you come to take me home?" He was totally devastated, and so was I when I heard it. Because as he said that, I was overcome with a powerful rush of emotion. I get goose pimples even now when I think of it. My throat choked, tears filled my eyes. And I suddenly recalled a scene at the age of 13 when my father had taken me to visit an orphanage. And whilst he talked business with the director, a little boy had sidled up to me in the corridor, put his hand in mine and pleadingly asked, "Uncle, have you come to take me home?" My God, at the time I was stricken to the heart, because I was powerless to do anything for this poor, lonely little boy. But his request had unknowingly burned deep into my soul. And at that moment, as the master of ceremonies spoke, it all came back to me. Suddenly, I saw and felt the connections. I got up, my hands trembling, and took the microphone, and not caring that tears were streaming down my face, I shared the story with 600 people in the audience that I had just made the astonishing discovery that ever since I had dedicated the rest of my life to taking people home. And I feel that "You Are the Light" is one of the ways I am helping to achieve that ambition.
As we begin to close our time together with Muzz, what are the messages of encouragement and support that you'd like to share for those who have just awakened and for those who are now ready to level up?
Well, I would reiterate much of what I already said, but do take heart. You are not alone. There are millions of people waking up all over the world to what is going on. And there are countless groups and organizations that are bravely giving alternative views and truths that the media have suppressed about this so-called pandemic, and which are giving hope to people by helping them to realize there are thousands of others with similar views. Our collective unified consciousness will project the future of the world. And for your part in that, please follow the practices offered in the book, and you will find peace of heart.
Muzz, I think it's interesting because I think that a lot of people are going to want to be able to connect with you. So how can people stay connected with you online? How can people find you on social media and find your work and find your videos?
Okay, well, they can find me on Facebook, hopefully before I'm banned. But you can go to my Muzz Murray's Inner Garden page, where I post my spiritual satsang videos. I have unlimited capacity there for friends, which I don't have on my timeline. If you just click on follow, you can comment or ask questions there, and I'll be happy to answer whatever problem you have. I also have over 50 videos on YouTube, and you're quite welcome to connect to my mailing list on my website, www.muzzmurray.com.
That's amazing. And your book is doing some amazing things. You Are the Lights, The Secrets of the Sages Made Simple. Can they find the book there as well on your Facebook page?
It is way down, but you can find it on my website. You can find it on Amazon. All of the Amazons, the book is there.
Okay, perfect. So for everybody out there that's interested in getting a copy of the book, you can find that not only on Muzz's website, but you can also find it on the Facebook page, but also on Amazon. And again, the title of that book is You Are the Light, Secrets of the Sages Made Simple. Muzz, it has been amazing having you on the radio show, and I look forward to having you back on to answer some of these deep, thoughtful questions that many of us have.
I would be absolutely delighted to do that.
I can't wait. That is amazing. Thank you so much. Muzz's story is so powerful. The fact that he's able to go through all that, his story behind the story, what happened, how he got to that, how he had that amazing life-changing experience. You know, I find that many of us have, you know, life-changing experiences. You know, maybe you were not able to be in Cyprus or get to go to Egypt and do all these different things and really understand the practice. But at the same point, I do feel like his story rings true as far as the connection and understanding where we are on this planet, understanding why we're here. You know, I find it very interesting. You know, listening to Muzz is powerful, and his concept of the soul is powerful as well. And I think that a lot of this is just spot on in the fact that the more and more that we kind of dig into who we are and the depths of who we are, the more that we understand ourselves. And I find that to be, uplifting. I find that to be helpful, but I also find it to be the reason why we're here. I think that sometimes we miss the boat of why we're here because we get inundated in believing in things that necessarily are not the reason for our existence. We get inundated in believing in things that are sold to us, a bill of goods that are sold to us that we believe are true, a bill of goods that are sold to us that we believe is our reality. And I really do think that our reality is something much more interesting. I find that also we live in a society. And when Muzz was talking about the concept of being, right, we live in a society where we feel like we have to do constantly. Like, in order to be valuable, we have to be doing. And you see where when we grow up in our family dynamic, many of us have been in families where if you're not doing something, you are not valuable. If you're not creating something, there's something wrong. If you're not doing this, or you're not doing that, It's you're not living to your highest potential. Many of you might be married in relationships where if you come home and sit down and you're not doing chores or housework or taking care of things or planning a dinner out or cleaning something or cutting down a tree or doing whatever you're doing, whatever's going on, it's like you're not doing what you need to do. And I find that we get inundated into our brain, into that programming of who we should be or what we should be doing or what is the human experience. I find that a lot of times we have, you know, notions of what we believe we should be, or how we believe to be living our true life. Many of you talk about living your best life, what that means to be doing that. And I find that we overlook the actual real reasons and ways that we can live our true life. You know, I find the difference between living your true life and living your best life is when we're living our true life, we're actually given the tools with the honest information and honestly being able to see the information we need. And living our best life is the best of our ability based on what we know, not the truth, not really analyzing. I feel like we get to a point where we have to work through the truth, find what that looks like. And each and every day, we go through that process. Each and every day, we try to find ourselves at a different level. And I find that as we work on a daily basis to make ourselves better than we were yesterday, it's not about what we're doing. It's not about what we look like. It's not about the outfit we wore. It's not about the title we have at work. It's much more than that. You know, and it's interesting how sometimes when we look at things from that perspective, we're kind of dumbing down the process of our reality. We're dumbing down the process of who we are. And that's what I feel is something that we need to take into consideration, is how do we build ourselves up in a way that's not dumbing it down, but it's actually making it extremely powerful to who we are. How do we begin to see our power within? And I think that Muzz speaks to this, you know, as he steps in his truths and his philosophy, it's having that ability to enter into that God conscious condition, right? It's being able to move forward in the realm of where we are and being able to accept that reality. I think that too, some of the things that we can begin to do is to be able to see our value as an individual separate from what we create. I find that many of us rely on what we've done lately, or the title we have, or the work that we've done at work, or the praise that we've gotten outside of ourselves to determine our value. And it's hard not to, because the kind of the creation of the environment and society we live in kind of dictates that, right? There's nobody giving awards for being, right? For being you. There's nobody going, wow, you did the greatest job of being. You know, this is amazing. You know, we've never seen anybody do better being than you. Well, you know, I haven't seen that award. You know, and usually it's about what you've created on this planet. You know, how much money you've made, the career that you have, that type of thing. And it can be overwhelming to some folks who are also empathic, who have deep belief in changing the consciousness of the human race. Some of you out there have worked really hard, and you try your best, and you try to lift people up and give people, you know, what they need, and try to help them to find themselves and find their calling. And that's very powerful. And in the process, we got to make sure that we're doing the same thing for ourselves, really working on that. Because once we actually look into ourselves and find that within ourselves, we can begin to look at finding that unconditional love for ourselves, right? Seeing the fact that we are the light and moving forward with that. Also, in the next segment, I'm going to go through some of the various chapters in the new book by Muzz, so we can go through some of the chapter subjects, so you get a good idea of what the deep dive will be. You know, it's interesting when we ask ourselves these big questions and we start to pursue and find answers, at least ideas, right? Having a good idea, having a good theory is very powerful. We can augment and change it, but when we really get to the core of it, we begin to understand ourselves, the reasons for our lives, the value that's within our life, and the value that it is just being in our life and finding that authentic self, to be able to be there with ourselves and be able to feel that, not only that energy, but connect with that energy with other people around us as well. Stay tuned. I got more for you. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in touché.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. What a great show today with Muzz Murray. It was great to interview him and talk with him about his newest book, The You Are the Light, Secrets of the Sages Made Simple. Very amazing book. And some of the concepts in that book, and we talked about the concept of being, right, which is interesting. And he expounds quite a bit on that, which I think is a very powerful position to learn about, understand. The concept of bondage in the body and dispelling that myth. The brain and heart connection, the consciousness that comes from the heart space, the consciousness versus existence, how to understand that, being able to create your own reality, how to create that reality. You know, I also feel sometimes, too, there's some folks out there that might be in spiritual procrastination. Some people might talk about spiritual bypassing, and that's something else to discuss as well that's in this book. And so this book really allows you to have clarity and concepts on understanding the human condition we're in, understanding that, because I think that consciousness versus existence is so powerful. The ability that we can create our reality to some degree is very powerful. And I feel that Muzz is an amazing person to speak with because it allows us to actually see kind of the power that we have. And I think that many of us have power that we don't even know we have. We just don't. And we're not aware of it. And I think that many of us are just awakening to that right now. We're awakening to the fact that we do have power in our lives. We're awakening to the fact that we do have power over our lives and that we're able to create certain things that we want to. I think that we're also working to dispel some of these myths and belief system that has held us back. Being able to dismiss some of that can be powerful because, remember, these belief systems that hold us back or that make us feel smaller or make us feel as though we don't have any control perpetuate a lot of the misnomers of our life. And I find that just like when we're in a relationship that is a toxic relationship in a situation we're dealing with, many times we feel like our hands are tied. We feel overwhelmed. We feel stressed out. We feel sad. We don't feel like we have any power, but that's not the case. We have all the power. We just have to figure out what we're willing to do. We have to figure out what's right for us, and we have to begin to understand what we stand for. And I think one of the biggest things that you can do, besides, you know, picking up a copy of Muzz's book, is also the fact of really understanding your values and why you're here, the reasons for our existence, understanding what you are here to do. I think that we're here to do us, to understand who we are, to understand the value of being on this planet, to cooperate with others, to see their value, to realize that we are valuable too. Not being valuable than other people, but at that same level, seeing how we can bring peace and joy, seeing how we can connect with animals and plants and being able to connect that human experience with a spiritual experience, because we are spiritual beings living in a human form, right? That's really the take on it, and understanding how that is so powerful in its own and how we're here to learn various lessons of what we've wanted to learn. And I think that our power is so infinite that we might have even chosen exactly the lessons and the learning of what we want to learn each and every time. It's very powerful. And so remember, we have the power within us to really find us, to be in that moment like Muzz was talking about, to connect with the being, to take out the I, to be consciously aware of us in the moment. And I feel that that's something that we can do. And if we can do that just for a few minutes a day, the calmness and peace that will come will be powerful. In the meantime, you owe it to yourself to begin to see your value, catching that programming of putting yourself down or catching that self-sabotaging program is powerful. We've got to begin to work on that, because self-sabotage is one of the things that gets in our way in our struggle in life, where it puts us in a certain position where we don't see our value, or we're sabotaging ourselves not to be where we need to be at. If you haven't already, check out the website, AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com. Also the YouTube channel, Ashley Burgess. We have new content out every week and a Q&A every week as well, live streaming. You can get more information and connect with Muzz at MuzzMurray.com. That's M-U-Z Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y.com, MuzzMurray.com, as well as you can go to Amazon and pick up your copy of You Are the Light. You can also go to Muzz Murray's Inner Garden page on Facebook. You can check out my website at Ashley Burgess, B-E-R-G-E-S.com. And don't forget, we have a great show for you coming up next week. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 3 shakes.
It is interesting to see how the subjects on Ashley's True Life show and current events so often correlate with past events. As Ashley says, history often repeats itself. Our ancestors' genealogy research comes across great stories from the past that tie to families and our shared history regarding what happens in our country and our community. Ancestors' clients have had ancestors that were colonizers, explorers, founders of religions, gunslingers, kings and queens, knights, pirates, heroic soldiers, witches, and witch hunters. Let's find out who the characters are in your family tree. So please reach out today by going to our website, www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's D-A-N-C-E-S-T-O-R-S genealogy.com, and fill out a contact request, and we'll get right back to you.